Welcome back to Brachos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches, Chapter 2, Mishnah 8. This Mishnah is really a continuation of the fifth Mishnah in the Perek. The fifth Mishnah taught us that a chasan, a newly married person, is exempt from reciting the Shema the first night of his marriage, perhaps even the first few nights of his marriage. Nonetheless, we saw that Rabban Gamliel was meticulous and stringent, and he did read Shema the first night of his wedding. On that note, the Mishnah says, chasan, a groom, imratza likros kriyat shema laila rishon, if he elects to read the Shema, he feels he can focus and he could accept upon himself the yoke of heaven. Korei, it is within his jurisdiction to read the Shema, just like Rabban Gamliel conducted himself. Rav Shimon Gamliel argues, and he says, lo kol arotza lita las Hashem, yito, not just anyone who wants to pretend that he has the name of a righteous person has permission to do that. That means to say like this, a groom that is not known to be a chassid, a devout person, or someone that's extremely meticulous in mitzvahs, is not permitted to be stringent and read Shema the first night of his wedding, because that seems like a person is conceited or boastful. They're showing that they're more righteous, that they're a chassid. Tosfos writes that nowadays, that anyways, we don't have so much concentration and focus when we say the Shema anytime, that every chassan should say Shema on the first night of their marriage, because on the contrary, if they don't show, they don't say the Shema the first night, they're showing that usually they have great focus and concentration, and just this night they don't have focus and concentration. Therefore, he says that nowadays a person should read the Shema even on the first night of their marriage. Again, a short mitzvah, a short mishnah, but learning Torah gives us eternal rewards, so there's no such thing as a short mishnah. Wishing you a wonderful Shabbos and an amazing rest of your day.